44. Before who comes to get you?
Who killed Ben?
It was a terrible connection. Molly said, "Where are you?" For a moment, Molly felt the air come out of her, because she was afraid she had lost her again. And maybe for good. "Past Marshport," she said. "Almost to the state park in Oxbow. You know where that is? Ben built us a little cabin out here." Molly knew where the park was. She and Michael had often taken the girls there when they were little.
"Our safe place," Blair said. "We know about."
The call started to cut out.
"Never showed up," she said.
Molly asked for the address. Blair gave it to her. Molly typed it into Waze, which told her it would take 40 minutes to get there. Blair's voice was cutting out again.
"Explain when you get here." "I can have the Marshport police send a car," Molly said. "Just you," Blair said.
The call broke off. Molly grabbed her Glock, knowing her taser and flashlight and radio were in the Cherokee. As she ran to the car, she thought about calling Jesse. But he never called her when he was going all cowboy up, as her Red Sox used to say. Two could play that game. Where her house was, she knew she would beat him to Oxbow even if she did call him. She would bring in Blair Richmond, somebody's daughter herself. Bring her home, to Molly's home. She'd tell Jesse and his new best buddy about it later.